Controlling the Market, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. Postal Service is really going to town on marketing its Baseball All-Stars stamps this summer, including something called a press sheet. It's six of the sheets of stamps you can buy at your post office, but not cut apart into separate sheets. Potential customers were told these $54 items were a limited edition. Just 1,000 of them would be produced. And so they sold out in pre-orders more than a month before the stamps went on sale. Before the successful buyers could pat themselves on the back, though, the Postal Service announced another printing of 2,500 more. These two are now sold out. Will there be a third print run? I wouldn't bet against it. The Postal Service, you see, is a business first, not an altruistic government agency. Right now, it's strapped for money. Stamp sales aren't a very big piece of the pie, but every little bit helps. There's a precedence for this sort of market manipulation. In 1962, a collector found an upside-down sheet of stamps potentially worth millions. The post office printed thousands more of the mistake, worth $2. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.